This Friday, we begin the month of Av, Chodesh of the Father. Chodesh Menachem Av. Chodesh Menachem Av. So that's the whole Shiloh. How exactly do you refer to this month? Do you refer to the month by the title of Menachem Av, or do you refer to it as Av? When they bench Rosh Chodesh last week, I would imagine that probably 95% of the shuls, they said Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av Yihi Abiyon Hashishi Abolim L'Toiva. So they Leshavs. So they said L'Choy, they said Menachem. Menachem Av. What?
Yom
Hashish Erev Shabbos. Oh, okay, that's whole Shadi. How do you refer to the day? You say Erev Shabbos. Okay, you say Yom Hashishi, Yom Shishi. Okay, they're different than Hagen. I'm not familiar with all the details. But all the years, you always hear that you call it Menachem Av. Being that I'm assuming the simple understanding is that being that's a painful, just to say the term Chodesh Av, that brings grief. Because this is the Chodesh which the Churban occurred, and an Orthodox Jew who's, you know, is heavily steeped in Torah and Kedusha, it just saying the Chodesh Av brings grief. So in order to take away the grief, we say Menachem Av. That the Chazal tell us that the day that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed is the day when Mashiach is born. And this month will be Nepach to a time of Sasoin the Simcha. So we refer it to the future. Okay, that's L'chor why we say Menachem Av. Okay, but I want to discuss something over here about Chazal. Let me just try to find the page. Chazal said that Kishem Kishemi Nichnas Av Mima'atim B'Simcha Kach Mishem Nichnas Adar. Okay, let us find the page so we can be precise in what it says. This is a very mysterious Chazal. And what makes it so mysterious is that the Rambam doesn't even mention most of it. And in Shulchan Aruch, it's also not mentioned fully. There's a difference the way the Rambam mentions it versus the way the Rambam mentions it. And opens a big topic of discussion. What exactly does this mean? Okay, so let me just first try to find it. Binyan Hirgots. Right, it's mentioned in the Gemara. It's mentioned in the Gemara, but what's interesting is that when the Rambam codified what the Gemara says, the Rambam decided to select only certain parts of it. And that you would expect that whatever the Rambam decided was good enough for the Shulchan Aruch, for the Mechaber. Nope. The Mechaber has a mind of his own. And he decided to further state it in a different way. So let's see first, one thing at a time. It says in the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah. It's Mamish, it's not even, you know, this goes back, it's not even a Gemara, it's the source. Mishenichnas Av Mima'atin B'Simcha. That's all it says. Just those words. The Gemara elaborates. Uvi Gemara, it is Masechta Tanya, Saf Chavav Mebeis, Omar. That's where the Mishnah appears. And the Gemara is not Chavtes. Amar Rav Yehuda Bereid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishnei Drav Kishem She Mishenichnas Av Mema'atin B'Simcha Kach Mishenichnas Ador Marbim B'Simcha. Then the Gemara goes further. Amar Papa Hilch, therefore, what are the consequences of this halacha? What are the ramifications of this concept? Hilchach Bar Yisrael the Islay Dina Bahadei Nochri, a Jew that has a Dina, has a dispute with a Gentile, Lishtamit Minei Be'av, he should escape. He should somehow wiggle out of the court case in Chodesh Av, in Av, Dereya Mazlei, because in Chodesh Av he has bad mazel. Or Dereya Mazle, there is bad mouth. For who? For the Jewish people. The Limtse Navshe, each word here is very precise. He shall find himself. How do you translate these words? Precision is not so easy. The Limtse, make himself available. Be'ador, Dibori mazli. He has good mazli. Okay, so let's just notice the steps. The steps are that there's a Mishnah. And the Mishnah just says one thing, Mishnichnas av mematin b'simcha. There is no mention in the Mishnah regarding Adar. All it says in the Mishnah is, when Chodesh Av begins, we are mimayet in simcha. What about Chodesh Adar? Nothing. It's the Gemara that creates a parallel. The Gemara says, just like that it says in the Mishnah, Shemishanichna Samimatin Bisimcha, we on our own can extrapolate and we can come up with a new chiddush that Mishanichnas Adar Marbin Bisimcha. That's an incredible chiddush. Now, why is even that necessary? What is the Gemara exactly doing with it? Gemara, we were saying a statement that only talks about Chodesh Av, and we're using that as a springboard to talk about Chodesh Adar. And before we go further, in the next part of the mazel of the guy, let's ask a hakir, a lama shachakir, and what the Gemara is trying to do. When the Gemara comes to extrapolate, and it's just like Mishenichnas Av Mematin B'Simcha Kach Mishenichnas Adar Marbe B'Simcha, is this statement purely a statement coming to tell us that you should know in Chodesh Adar There is a ribui in simcha? Is that what it's all about? It's just coming to ask something that has not yet been discussed? Or is the pshat that this is a hezbol of what it means, mematin b'simcha? It says here there's a miyat of simcha. What does that mean, there's a miyat of simcha? What does that mean? So our objective is only one thing, to explain what a miyat of simcha means. Is that a pshat? That's a second. Or no, we're done with the Mishnah. We now want to come and tell you a new thing. Not everything that it says, not everything about Judaism appears in Mishnayos. There are things that are not in the Mishnayos. By the way, you should know there's something called a ribui of simcha and chodesh Adar. Because if it says in the Mishnah there's something called a miyat in simcha, has to be then that there's going to be, there's also a parallel, there's going to be a ribui, but that one thing really has nothing to do with the other. We're just using this halacha as a springboard to be megala a new chiddush. Oh, so you can, yeah, that's the dilemma. What exactly? Okay, so you have to analyze, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that every time it's the word kishen means the same thing. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. What exactly is going on? Let's try to look at that. Not being clear, what I'm trying to bring out is, according when the Gemara makes this statement, according to the first Mahalich, the statement of telling us there is joy in Adar, this is not meant to invent. Well, I don't remember if I said one or two, which side of the coin. Let's just focus on this Mahalich. We're not coming over here to invent new joy. The truth is, there's really nothing special about Chodesh Adar. Nothing. No, there was a miracle, there was a Purim story, very nice. That's not our objective. Our objective over here is to come to clarify what does it mean, a miut in simcha in Chodesh Adar. What does that mean exactly? There's a Chodesh Adar mematin b'simcha. Our only Av, Chodesh Av, Chodesh Av, Chodesh Av, Chodesh Av, we mematin b'simcha. What does that mean? The Gemara is coming to explain that halacha only, and it's telling us a chiddush. When Chodesh Av is no different than any other month of the year, it deserves simcha. Hashem did not put man into this world to bring upon him suffering. Hashem put man in this world to enjoy this world. Oylam chesed yibani. You come down in Chodesh Av mematin b'simcha. So that would, at face value, means we took a chunk of simcha out of Chodesh Av and threw it in the garbage. It's gone. It disappears. It doesn't exist anymore. That's how you learn Pshat in the Mishnah. Because there's a Churban Beis HaMikdash, and because we have all of these problems, so Hashem changed the world. Hashem took the principle, the dosage of simcha that exists in Chodesh Av, and destroyed it. Along comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says there's no such thing. There's no such thing as HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroying the world. Part of the being of this world, this simcha that's put into this world, the simcha is distributed over the entire year. And the pshat of mematin b'simcha is not that the miut is a permanent miut, and what has been taken out is gone. What it means is, it's just put somewhere else. You cannot destroy what was meant to be. If it's meant to be, there's going to be simcha. There's no such thing as that being destroyed. But it's a time when we have misbehaved, and Hashem has taken away from us the Beis HaMikdash. So we have there is honestly a miut. No, there's no miut. It's not been destroyed. That element of simcha has just been relocated to Adam. So the statement of Kishem Mishenichnas Av Mematin B'Simcha Kach Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha, the extra dosage of Simcha in Chodesh Adar has been borrowed from Chodesh Av. It's not that in Chodesh Av we have destroyed Simcha. And then Chodesh Adar, because of the miracles, so Hashem created a new joy in Chodesh Adar. It's the Ein Chodosh Tachas Hashemesh. And you have the concept with Rashi says regarding rain. When the year begins, there's a gezerah, there's a how much rain will fall upon this world of this year. What's the only thing that remains in the balance? Where it's going to fall and when it's going to fall. If we merit, so the amount of rain that was meant to fall, the Zuntai, will fall at the ideal time of the year, in the ideal location. But if we don't merit, so Hashem can't destroy the rain. Once already it has been decided that there's going to be rain, Hashem is not going to be out, is not going to deny the blessing of rain from this world. The only thing Hashem will do is that He will take the rain that was meant to fall, and He will just have it fall at a time of the year and in a location where there's going to be no benefit. And that's how Hashem is going to punish us. Same thing. Hashem created a world with joy. The joy has to express itself. It was meant to be expressed to the normal degree in Chodesh Av. Because we did not merit, that joy has been suppressed but not destroyed. It has to find an outlet. So where will the outlet be expressed? In Chodesh Adar. That's one mahal. Or no, Ha'ilichud v'ha'ilichud. L'may nafkamina. The nafkamina is there a relationship between the two? In other words, the bottom line is there obviously is a relationship. How do you know there's a relationship? Because what is the whole story of the Megillah about? This is really a Purim Shir. The whole story of the Megillah begins with the Aseres B'nei Haman being successful in preventing the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. It's now been 70 years, and already there has been Koresh has given the Jews permission to go back to Eretz Yisrael to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. He gave them money. He returned some of the Kehillah Beis HaMikdash, and some of the Goyim went back, and they started to rebuild. And then there in Eretz Yisrael were the Aseres B'nei Haman, and they saw what was happening, and they issued a false accusation, a sitna, to Koresh, and Koresh got the letter, and he believed all the lies, and he issued a cancellation, a stop order. And they stopped. There was a temporary halt. And Achashverosh, of course, refused to re-allow them to continue building. And he celebrated the Churban of Klal Yisrael, that the 70 years have passed, and the Beis HaMikdash has not yet been rebuilt. And he's not going to let it be rebuilt because he has signed off on the sitna of the Aseres B'nei Haman. Then we go to the story of the Megillah, and one of the highlights, if not the ultimate highlight of the story of the Megillah, is the execution of the Aseres B'nei Haman. It's these Aseres B'nei Haman were the ones who issued, who were behind the sitna, the letter of accusation that the Jews are rebelling and the Beis HaMikdash cannot be rebuilt. When they were put to death, now that opens up the possibility once again for the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. With their death came the end of the sitna. So it's the joy of that has been taken away from Chodesh of Av, of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, has now found its place to be expressed on in Chodesh Adar. This statement of the Gemara is not a statement. All it says in the Mishnah is in Chodesh Adar, Achodesh Av, there's no more simcha, a meal of simcha. Along comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says, wait a minute, you can't just destroy an expression of simcha in this world. You can suppress it, you can put in quarantine, but ultimately it's going to have to express itself somewhere. Where will it be expressed? Oh, we found during the year, there's one time during the year which is the moment of restoration of Chodesh Av. So we'll take the joy that was meant to be felt and celebrated in Chodesh Av, and we will transfer it to Chodesh Adar. So the simcha that we express in Chodesh Adar is really the simcha that was meant to be felt and expressed in Chodesh Av.
There's a very important deal here. It doesn't say Ein Simcha Ba'av. It says Mematin.
Mematin, exactly.
It's still a time.
If du es Hashem b'simcha. What's another passage? If you don't have simcha, you cannot survive. Simcha, you always just mematin. On the spectrum of 1 to 10, you have to diminish. You the slider, but there always has to be a degree of simcha. There's no simcha, you cannot survive. There's the world-renowned famous psychologist who wrote on the Holocaust. Anyone remember his name? Frankl. What's his first name?
Victor
Frankl. Must read. It's a little teeny book. Mamish, a teeny little book. And what he wrote about the Holocaust is he showed the sense of humor that the victims had as they were being killed, as they were literally being tortured. On the death march, he records with incredible power how they were joking. They're on a death march, and they're literally starving to death, being tortured, and Achenu B'nai Yisrael, they're making jokes. They're making jokes. Could you imagine? They don't teach you this in yeshiva, as people are being put into incinerated in the gas chambers. They're making jokes. And Viktor Frankl, he says Eidos. And he tells you what the jokes were, and he analyzes the jokes, and he shows a person needs humor to survive even in the most desperate, in the most horrific conditions. Even there has to be simcha. I mean, it wasn't a religious
form of venting.
What?
The form of venting.
I don't know, form of venting. This is depths of psychology to understand this. But Chazal clearly understood this when they said, Mematin b'simcha. If you take away joy, you're dead. The people that survived the Holocaust in the worst conditions had a sense of humor, even in the gas chambers. And he says this explicitly, and he tells you the jokes, and he analyzes the joy, the sense of humor that they had even in these moments, which basically kept them alive. And Chazal make the statement. Chazal say, what's the pasuk? The last word in Shulchan Aruch. Shavis Yashem Linegdi Tamid, Lev Mishte. What does it say? Toiv Lev Mishte Tamid. Toiv Lev Mishte Tamid. You're always celebrating. Toiv Lev, a good heart, is Mishte Tamid. mitamid al tamid, from the beginning of Shulchan Aruch to the end of Shulchan Aruch tamid, there's always has to be a degree of joy. Joy expresses itself very often in jokes. A joke is like a symptom. A person is able to make a joke, that's a symptom that he's happy. How can you be happy when you're in the guest chambers? How could it possibly be? Well, these people, they were. I mean, he describes some of the jokes they made when they went on these marches, when they were in Auschwitz, I think it was in Auschwitz he was referring to, and they send them on these crazy, ridiculous marches, they torture them to death, and he tells you the jokes they were making amongst one another. And those people survived! Because a person deep down, if a person makes a joke, it is a simen that he has within him a degree of joy. And that joy is the secret to life. That's the lifeblood of a person. In Chodesh Av, you cannot take away simcha. You have to be mimayet b'simcha. Now the thing is, this is a very big chiddush, what Viktor Frankl says. Okay, he wasn't a religious Jew, but Chazal seems to say it. And we're not here to judge anyone, what people went through. Okay, none of our business. I know in the Haredi world, they don't want to talk about what? What?
Lubavitcher Rebbe sent a shaliach to support him, even though he's in the situation.
Even though he married a non-Jew. Okay, we're not here. I'm not here, Chashon, to judge anyone. In the Haredi world, they don't talk much about him. But his book, it's a little book. It's amazing. It is such an incredible koyach to go into the money. Mamash, he brings you there. None of these other books. A lot of books on the Holocaust. Here, they tell you these horrific things. For some reason, when I read that book, Mamash, I really felt like I was there. He has the koyach to bring you in, into his, obviously not to the degree that being there, he has a koyach of writing and an incredible understanding of the human mind. And he brings out this point. Now, what's interesting is, I challenge all of you here, especially Mayevsky, to find in the kinos on Tisha B'Av a joke. Try to find some humor in the kinos. I've never seen anyone go down that path. To find, I guess it would be a zilzal. But there has to be, a joke is just not necessarily a good thing. It's just a simon that a person is still besimcha. Even in very difficult matzavim, but mima'atin besimcha. The slider from 10, you push all the way down to minus 10, to as far as you can go, but there has to be at least a mashur of simcha to keep you going. So, now, what does that mean? It doesn't mean that the simcha has been eliminated. There is no such thing as elimination. It means it has to be transferred somewhere else. That's what the Gemara is doing. The Gemara is saying, it says here in the Mishnah, Mishnah Nichnas Av, Mematin, Besimcha, period. Okay, at face value, what does that mean? We've taken a dosage of Simcha and we throw in the garbage. Along comes the Gemara, Chas V'Shalom! Chas V'Shalom! It doesn't mean that dosage of Simcha has been destroyed. Chas V'Shalom! It has been transferred. Where are you going to put it? Well, what time of the year is a time of the year which brings forth the joy that there should have been in Chodesh Av, or there will be in Chodesh Av? Purim. Because Purim is all about the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Purim starts with the Aseres, the Nehaman, preventing the Binyan from being completed. And the end of the Megillah is where the Aseres, the Nehaman, have been executed. And now we have returned back to a Matzav where, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. That's the joy of Purim. The joy of Purim is what we were missing on Av. Yeah?
I'd like to suggest this idea of joke and joy, let's find it in the kinos, is there. It's called optimism.
Correct. Okay, but the optimism, right, okay, fine. A joke is not appropriate. It's not appropriate. It always gets me very sad. You go to a funeral. Years ago, I never ever, from memory, maybe I'm totally wrong, but years ago, never ever made a joke by a funeral. Never. Never make a joke. A funeral, no matter what. Even if a person was 99 years old, and there's no one in the room that he outlived everyone, a funeral, you don't make jokes, period. Zero. Today, you know, a young person, Achmona Litzlan, there are no jokes. Okay, there was a funeral last week for Rashiva, the Tozer Rashiva, the Levine. Woo! What was going on is not to be believed. But you go once in a while today to a Levaya of a person who's 99 years old, lived a full life, and he outlived everyone. And shocking, even like Choshev Rabbanim, they make jokes. They make jokes by the Levaya. Hey, they say no. Years ago, they would never do it. Never. A Levaya is not a time to make a joke no matter what. No matter what. Is there joy? Yeah, there's joy, but joy, like you're saying, Mark, just means optimism. You don't go over the red line of allowing that joy to express itself as a joke. Okay, in the Holocaust, people that are being killed, it's not a Levaya. They're being tortured, they're starving. They made jokes. He records, as a matter of fact, he tells you what the jokes were. But the kinnus is not a time to make jokes no matter what. So you're right. Where then is the simon that there is joy? In the optimistic statements that are found scattered throughout the Knesset. In the Chanan, you're right. Those optimistic statements is indeed an expression of joy. Okay, now, I'll give you more rights.
What about the 15th of Av?
That's a different, that's not Tisha B'Av anymore. That's not Tisha B'Av.
There's joy in Av, no?
That, the 15th of Av is a yontif, it's a yontif, but that doesn't replenish. It doesn't replenish the first 15 days. The first
Mishnichnas
the Matam
Besimcha. When it comes, then it doesn't mean that the whole month. When it arrives, month, then you the Matam.
Then there's a symbol.
You know,
that's just a Simcha, but it's not. That's not a restoration. When the joy that you express on the 15th day of Av is not the place where all of the joy that was meant to be for the first 15 days is now deposited. Because that's a different Indian. The joy on the fifth day of Av is an entirely different topic. It's an entirely different subject. What? Yeah, but the joy of the 15th day of Av is not, the extra joy is not where you deposit the absence of joy the first 15 days. The first 15 days of the month is meant to be a certain joy. That joy has been suppressed. When it's suppressed, it doesn't mean it's been eradicated, obliterated. It means we take it, we collect it, we put it in a box, and we got to do something. What are you going to do with it? We got to put it down somewhere. Where are you going to put it? You don't take that box of joy that you've packaged in the first 15 days and put it and empty it out on Tuba, because that's a different topic. Chazal, in this mission, this piece of Gemara, you take that joy that you've collected from the first 15 days that was meant to be expressed, you got to put it somewhere. You can't just exterminate it.
There's a time and place for everything, and then he lists the things.
So where are we putting this? We're going
to
take this and we're going to bring it to Chodesh Adar. In Chodesh Adar, ordinarily there's joy. We're going to give it all of the joy that was meant to be expressed in Chodesh Av is now going to be deposited in Chodesh Adar. Why? Because Chodesh Adar is the shleimus of what was taken away in Chodesh Av. In Chodesh Av, the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav. In Chodesh Adar, there was a rigor. There was success. There was movement in going forward. In rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash, so that's where we should express that joy. I'll prove it to you. In the Megillah, there are four psukim in the Megillah that we sing, that we state in the Nigun of Eicha. Why? In fact, the experts tell us that the whole Nigun of Megillas Esther is a cousin to the sad melody of Eicha. And we go to town, there are four psukim, Eicha Chol Chal V'Reisi, Boro Asher Yimtzoy Asani, and V'Chasher Avarati Avodati. There are four psukim in the Megill that we say in the Nigun of Eicha. Why? Because this is the portal. the portal of Eicha is where we're able to take that joy, the simcha, that was absent in Chodesh Av, and now we have this element of a recognition of danger. That Eicha is the pipe for which we can take the simcha that was meant to be expressed in Chodesh Av and bring it to Chodesh Adar. Another example. There's a halach that a person has an obligation, Shulchan Aruch, when you come into your home, to have a tableau, a square, 1 amma by 1 amma, that is incomplete, that was not yet plastered, it wasn't painted, to show some type of tableau, l'zecher Yerushalayim. So people do this different ways, whatever people, some people hold you not, according to Mikra Din, not really mechuyif to do it in America, you only mechuyif to do this Mikra Din in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim. The really Mikra Din, there's no chiv to do this in Chutz Li'aretz, but people still do it anyway. There's no chiv to do it in the Beis HaKnesses, but I've seen in some shuls, but in Midrash may do this also. But that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Then there's another minig. The minig is that when Mishnichnas Adam Arba Misimcha, there's a minog, it's not put down in Shulchan Aruch, there's a minog that you make a sign. Some of the Hasidim are much more into this. Make a sign. You put up in the house, or you put up in shul a sign. Mishnichnas Adar Ma'arba Besimcha, they put fish, the Mazel Dagim. You've all seen these signs in people's windows, in shuls, on the wall. People don't do the minig the way they're supposed to do the minig. This is a minig atik, an old minig. The minig is to put the sign, Mishnichnas Adar Ma'arba Besimcha, in the spot, the Zecher Yerushalayim. You walk into someone's house, and they have a tabla, they have a square, 1 amma by 1 amma, that's not been painted, that's not been plastered. What happened over here? The contractor couldn't finish this off? Oh, no, Zecher Yerushalayim.
But know what my son did? He has this thing, and he put a glass over there, and on the glass, on the frame, it's in Eshkafet
Tishkach Mimini, you put. But in Chodesh Adar, in that square box that's lacking plaster paint and is unfinished, you put a sign, Mishenichnas Adar Marbe Mesimcha. And that's the way the minig was supposed to, that's the way the minig, the real minig is. That's where you put the sign. You understand? Hang up a sign. Hang up. Oh, Mishenichnas Adar Mesimcha. Who's asking you to hang up signs? No, you decorate the mokon of the Churban Yerushalayim. What's the shaykhis? The answer is, there is no such thing, it's a very powerful message, there is no such thing as HaKadosh Baruch Hu denying a person's sin. Right now, we're in Chodesh Av. Hashem is, we have been denied sin. Oh, no, Chodesh Av, come, Friday is coming on Chodesh Av. Ben HaMetzal, come to Chodesh Av. We're being denied. We're being limited in our joy. Oh, Chaval. There are a lot of things in this world we want to accomplish. You know, you don't get, a person doesn't get to accomplish even a half of what he wants to accomplish. You know, so a loss of joy. You're not able to have a barbecue starting Friday, next week. You can't have a barbecue, you can't have this. Even though you can do it anyway, you'll make a scene. You'll find a reason to do anything. But Nikra Din, oh, no, chava. No such thing. There's no such thing. Don't go attribute to Hashem things that are not true. Hashem is not here to get you. He's not here to take away from you anything. This month, because we've made trouble, we have been temporarily denied the joy of a delicious barbecue. Don't worry. You'll have your barbecue at another time of the year. When? Chodesh Adar. I mean, you know, and to show that, you have over here a Churban Yerushalayim, in Chodesh Adar, we take we cover that up. That opening of Zecher L'Churban Yerushalayim, which is a carryover from the absence of joy in Chodesh Av, now there's a hashlama. The joy that was meant to be, here it is, with an extra dosage, because this is the time of the year where the joy comes out. I'll give you another example, which is which is also what's discussed. This is just shocking to me, and people still don't want to believe me. Is that someone told me? How does what's the nigga? I'm not a Baal Menachim, but let's try the best that we can. How does Eichel go? Eichel Yoshva Bodo Toir Rabosiam Hayisa Kaalmono, something like that, right? How do you say on Simchas Torah? He said, Ato Hore Solodas Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Einoi Milvadoi. It's Eicha. It's Mamash Eicha. The only difference is how you end off. On Simchas Torah, people don't realize the Nigun of Ato Hore Solodas is the Nigun of Eicha. How you talking? A Simchas Torah. You're going to sing Eicha, Churban Beis HaMikdash? It's the same nigun. Think about it. Eicha Yosha Bodohod Ato Horeisa Lodas Ki Hashem. Isn't it Eicha? The only difference is the Soif Pasuk on Tisha B'Av Horeisa Ke'almono. And when you say Ato Horeisa, you end off on a high. You go up instead of going down. But the beginning of the pasuk is the same nigun. How you talking? What are you doing? It's the same thing. The churban beis hamigdash, the etzem was a churban, a loss of Torah. Okay, it says there are many pesukim shleibercha b'taritchila. It was a loss. On Tisha B'Av, we focus on the Asar Gemalchus, the greatest Talmud Chachamim. There is a loss of Torah. There is a loss of Torah, and the Tsar is the diminishment of the knowledge of Torah, the ability. In Golos, you can't be Mekayim the Torah. In Golos, how many of the mitzvahs are we able to Mekayim as long as I'm from the Chumash Hamidrash? Many of the mitzvahs in the Torah are Tluyes Varetz. Shmita Midaraisa, Yoivel, Maestros, Shumois, everything Tain Eritzel is only Midarabon. Ruba, according to most Paiskim, these things are only Midarabonan. Korbanos, Beisamish, almost half the Torah, we cannot be Mekayim to Midaraisa. And the knowledge of the Yediyasa Torah, that's the Dover Poshut, Neskadnu Hadoros, there's a diminishment in Torah. And that diminishment, Pikude Hashem Yesharim Mesamche Leif. It's been diminished. So when you say it's been diminished, the joy, does it mean it's been destroyed? Has it been destroyed? People make a mistake and they say, yeah, that's what life's all about. You win some, you lose some. And when you lose, it's it. It's gone for good. That's not the way Hashem operates. There's nothing that goes to waste. Hashem is green. There's nothing that goes to waste. Everything is recycled or it's put away temporarily. The joy that has been lost due to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So as far as the building of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Adar. Because Adar is the Chodesh of the Megillah. The story of the Megillah is not only about Mordechai and Esther and Haman. It's about there was an agenda. There was a new world order. Ad chatzi hamalchus. I mean, that's the whole Megillah over and over. Ad chatzi hamalchus v'yinasin lach. New world order. Under no condition will we allow the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. Aseres v'nei Haman will make sure of it. They wrote the Sitna. Achashverosh Vashti. Vashti was the last descendant, the carryover from Bavel. Bavel, who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Here we have a new empire, Paras HaMadai. And who is the king married to? He's married to Vashti, the great-granddaughter of Belshazzar, the great-great-granddaughter. So therefore, there's a carryover. And now when she has to be executed, and now they take Esther, listen, we're not going to change. The legacy of Vashti, even though she's dead, remains. Ad Chatzi HaMalchus. Her legacy will remain. We've executed her because she's a mechutzefes. But her legacy, a chatzia malchus, that remains. Aseres Nehaman remains. And the end of the Megillah is, sorry buddy, her legacy is over. She's done. Aseres, B'nai Haman are over, Daryavesh is in control, and there will be the rebuilding. That's the binyan. What about the element of Torah, the Simchas HaTorah? That is throughout the year. That joy, it's not been destroyed. The joy, every time there's a Siyam Masechta, every time there is a ribui in success in Torah, that is where the joy that should have been expressed and felt in Chodesh Av and all which Chodesh Av captures, it's just redirected. And one day of the year, which we've invented to express that joy, is Simchas Torah, and to show the portal of where the joy that was meant to be in Chodesh Av of the Beis HaMikdash, where it's just channeled, is we sing the beginning of the Yom Tov of Simchas Torah. That's how it starts. Isn't that how it starts, Simchas Torah? You finish Ma'ariv, and how do you begin? Atoharei Seladas. And you're singing with Eicha? Yeah, because Eicha is the tube. It's the common denominator. It's what brings us to Tisha B'Av. And once we've channeled our way to Tisha B'Av through Eicha, we can now take that joy that's been packaged and put in boxes and crates and put it away for storage. We can take that joy and now bring it to this day. And the sisu, the simcha, the simchas haTorah, simchas Torah, is the joy that really should have been expressed with the Beis HaMikdash being established in its place. We lost out. Doesn't mean the joy has to be destroyed. No, so we lost out in Chodesh Av. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Okay, it was destroyed, but take all the joy that really comes, the emotion, the joy that comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and pack it. It was just packaged. And now, when other times of the year, we'll just relocate, we'll reconfigure, and send it off. You need to connect that portal to show that it's coming from there. Atah harei seladas, the melody is what brings it. You have Purim. Purim got the physical element of the Beis HaMikdash, and every time of the year when there's a ribui in Torah, specifically, one example of that is Simchas Torah, is where we take the joy of the Torah and we bring it to Chodesh, to that moment. Okay, so this is one element. Now, in this topic, okay, there's the Rambam. There are many different elements in this topic. Now, one of the major questions here in this topic is the next piece of the Gemara. The next piece of the Gemara goes on to say that therefore, what are the consequences of this? That we're memayet in simcha, in chodesh av, and kashem shemematen, we're marbin in chodesh adar, is if you have a din Torah, I call it din Torah, a dinah, with a non-Jew. During chodesh av, you have a parking ticket dispute with the government. You got a speeding ticket for $50 because he went 36 miles an hour down the street, right? And again, they send you a $50 and you want to contest this. I don't know how you're going to win with this, but you want to go fight and you're scheduled for a hearing. Waste your whole day. It's not worth the time. Waste your whole day to go and have a hearing for your $50 ticket. You should schedule it for Chodesh Av. Push it off. Push it off for Chodesh Adar and don't do it in Chodesh Av because Chodesh Av more masla. Yeah, there's bad masla. Chodesh Adar, there's good masla. So there's a very world famous question. What are you talking about? Ein mazal li Yisrael. The general principle that a Jew is not subject to masla. Vayotzi oisoi hachutza. Hashem took Avraham Avinu outside of the constellations and told him, "Say me it's tagnina shelucha. What are you looking into the sky? Into what are you talking about? Ein mazal Yisrael. What are you talking about? Ein mazal. What does the more over here mean that if you have a dinner with the guy, stay away in Chodesh Adar and Chodesh Av and stay good. Ein mazal Yisrael. This is a very tough question. And the Gemara says over here, Amra Papa Hilkach Bar Yisrael the Islay Dina Bahade Nochli." L'shtamet minei ba'av derei mazlei. The limtzei navshei ba'adar deborei mazlei. but ain mazel Yisrael. So how are you going to answer this question? Tough question. So there are all different suggestions. And one answer is, this is a little splitting here. So I don't know if you like this answer. It's an interesting answer is, when Chazal said there's no mazel Yisrael, that only means when the Yisrael stands alone. You have an issue. Person, he needs parnas. A guy needs parnas. A guy needs parnas. He needs to support his family. You know, he's been wired. When he came into this world, he was under a certain constellation. And whatever it is, whatever is meant for him, he's gonna get. A Jew, I need parnas. Ein mazel, daven, you get whatever you want. You're coming to make a request from Hashem independent of a non-Jew. But when there's $100 at stake, and the question, who gets the money? Do you get the money? Or does the goy get the money? When there is an issue where you're intertwined with a non-Jew, then there is called mazel. It's not a full mazel, but because your fate, if you win, he loses, And if he wins, you lose. So there's some type of interconnection. The mazel of the goy can affect you. When we say mazel Yisrael, that just means that when you're making an independent request of Hashem, Hashem, I want to have a child. I want Avraham Avinu. I want to have a child. So there's no mazel for you. Be mispalul, you have a child. A guy wants to have a child, he can mispah all he wants. There's a mazel. Independent a mazel. But when your success depends upon a guy, if the guy has, if you're coming to ride upon a guy, you're working for a guy. So then there is a mazel. If the guy is at a time when he's going to be successful and your success depends upon him, you know, you may want to latch on to his mazel. Or in our case, where his success means your detriment, and your success means his failure. Oh, there's an interaction. So then you got to be careful. Then in Chodesh Av, a goy's mazel is powerful, and because his mazel is powerful, and his mazel will if he's going to win, you're going to lose. Then you have to take into consideration the concept of mazel. The principle of Ein Mazel Yisrael is only when it's independent. But when you are interconnected to a goy, and a goy is operating with mazel, then you do have to be careful. And that's one approach.
Ein Mazel Yisrael, goy the Adam.
What?
So the goy doesn't have a mazel in Adam. And the goy has...
Right, the goy has a weak mazel. Goy in Adam has a weak mazel.
The goy
has a weak mazel. So that's when the Jew will be more successful. Because this is a situation when there's a din, you are the flip side of the guy. And the guy does have mazel. So when the guy has a weak mazel, automatically you have a positive mazel. But when Chazal say a mazel, so that's the case of complete independence. Now other mefarshim, they differentiate between a mazel, this really gets into the sugya of it gets into the sugya of mazel, which I don't really want to get into, but there's a difference between a mazel of a nation versus the mazel of an individual. So when Chazal say a mazel Yisrael, okay, I'm not sure, I didn't really prepare this well. There are different elements. In Chodesh Adar, Rashi says, why Chodesh Adar? In Chodesh Adar, Mishnichnas Adar, Marbim B'Simcha, Rashi is Kishayim, Rashi, because there are two different holidays that are back-to-back. In Chodesh Adar, there is Purim, and in the next Yom Tov, the next month is Nisan, which is Pesach. So he says over here, I don't know if he's based on Chassam Sofer, he says there are two different nations which Klal Yisrael prevailed upon. According to Rashi, the whole koyach of Chodesh Adar is not so much Adar itself. It's the fact that Adar is juxtaposed to Nisan. And both of these months are months that are good for the Jewish people. What's the bracha of these 2 months? in Adar, Klal Yisrael prevailed over the nation of Amalek. In Nisan, Klal Yisrael prevailed over the nation of Mitzrayim. There is an ascent in the power of Klal Yisrael over other nations. In Chodesh Av, the other nations prevailed upon us. Okay, you have the Romans, and the Bayis Sheni, and the Bayis Rishon, was Bavel. There was a shlita that the nation. So here he's learning over here when there's a din Torah. The din Torah doesn't just mean there's a private din Torah. It's a din Torah of a nation. If a Yisrael has a din, it's not addressing the individual. It's addressing, let's say there's a question relating to the nation. There's some issue in the public stage is that there is a gezerah against Klal Yisrael. And you have the askonim, the shtadlonim that are coming over here to represent Klal Yisrael. An individual in Mazal Yisrael. Whenever it's a private matter, in Mazal Yisrael. But when it comes to Klal Yisrael being under scrutiny as a nation, that's a different story. Ein Mazal Yisrael means individuals have no mazal. But Klal Yisrael as a nation, there are times when Klal Yisrael is dominant, and there are times when Klal Yisrael is subject to they're vulnerable. In Chodesh Adar and Chodesh Nisan, Klal Yisrael is dominant. We have a precedent. Victory over Amalek, victory over Mitzrayim. In Chodesh Av, Klal Yisrael, we have a history where we suffered. So it's a different type of mazel. It's a mazel referring to the nation, and that causes to redefine the meaning, the precise meaning of what it means here, this concept called a din Torah. Okay, now there's one other thing over here, which is very interesting what he says. And he says something like this. He says basically, he says this comes from Nachlas Yoshua. And what he basically says is that this concept of mazel here has to be understood a little bit differently in this particular context. Parnasa, he says a chiddush, the only way a person can be successful making parnasa, I never heard this before, is if he is besimcha. The secret to make a good livelihood, they always say, if you don't enjoy what you do, then don't go into that parnasa. The mitzias is a person cannot succeed in making parnasa if he is not in a state of simcha. This is. I don't know the makar for this, because you see many people that have a miserable existence in their parnasa. Some people they hate what they do. In fact, almost no one that I know likes what they do.
Absolutely.
How happy they are in what they do.
What? But
in order to be matzliach in parnasa, a person has to be in a state of sin. Therefore, if a person chodesh av, because mimatin b'simcha, it's a time when we diminish simcha. The diminishment of simcha affects your parnasa. So if you have now a dinner with a non-Jew, you are vulnerable. You are vulnerable because if you're not besimcha, you're not going to succeed. It's not because of mazel. Okay, it's not because when he says over here mazel, he explains it doesn't mean mazel, because we know ain't mazel Yisrael. Kishem shnichnas ad mematim besimcha, kach mishnichnas ad marbim besimcha. Amar apabhel, therefore, bar yishol di islei dina bahadi nachri, lishtamit minei ba'av, direya mazle. Okay, it's a very big doichek, but the point he makes is a very fascinating point, even though to fit this into the words, it's not really what it says, but he's saying the success of Parnasa is directly related to the joy you have in life. A person is optimistic and is happy. He's happy. then his success in Parnasa is guaranteed. Being then Chodesh Av, he basically was saying, when it says over here Mazle, maybe the dik over here is Mazle, his Mazle. It's not, you know, we say a Mazol Li Yisrael. It's something called Mazle. Mazle, he's saying, means you are destroying yourself. This is not Mazle in terms of the stars, the moon, the constellations, where you fit in on the spectrum. It refers to your attitude in life. If in Chodesh Adar, really Chodesh Adar, this is a Mazel Yisrael. If you dive into Hashem, you will be successful. There's no such thing as bad luck in Chodesh Av. No such thing. No such thing as good luck in Chodesh Adar. A Mazel Yisrael. However, if you are depressed, or even not depressed, you're just not happy, you're going to make, you will make sloppy mistakes in your business. In Chodesh Av, a person has an obligation to diminish his degree of joy. That affects your whole being, your whole attitude towards life. And therefore, when you go into a business, you go make a business decision, you're not going to make a good business decision. It has nothing to do with your constellation. Nothing to do with the constellation of Klal Yisrael, where they are. Zero. It's because now you are obligated to diminish your personal joy in life. You're now vulnerable. You're not a happy person. And when you're not a happy person, you will not make good business decisions. When you go in front of a judge and you're going to have to present an argument why you're right and he's wrong, you're just not going to fight. You're just going to be a wimp and give in and lose. Mazle here doesn't mean mazol. It means mazle, means your frame of mind, your frame of being. If there would not be this halacha of mishenichnas av mematin b'simcha, if this halacha would not be, if Chazal would allow us to go and party the whole Chodesh Av, no, Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Chazal will say, no, aveilus yeshana. What do you want from us? It happened 2,000 years ago. So no, on the Tisha B'Av, light a candle for the Beis Hamikdash. But you can party all you want. You can have barbecues, entertainment, all you want. So then, so then when we make business decisions, it would be wonderful. Because there is no such thing as Mazel. There are no constellations. That's a bad month. The Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. No such thing. But because Chazal have now made demands of you and have told you personally, we want you now to be Nemaid and Simcha, you now have made yourself vulnerable. You're not vulnerable because of a constellation. You are vulnerable because we told you to be vulnerable. We told you to diminish your joy. So now you're depressed. You're depressed. If you're depressed, now when you have to make a decision in life, you're just not going to make a good decision. You did it to yourself. So Chazal say, listen, we don't want to cause you harm. And because you are really, we're telling you to harm yourself for good reason, be careful. Don't now, in the mail, make any business decisions in Chodesh Av. Wait until Chodesh Adar, when you'll be very happy. And when you're very happy, you'll fight. You'll fight for yourself. You'll take care of yourself. You'll stand up for yourself, and you'll make good decisions. Okay, we'll stop over here. Thank you for coming.